So in terms of Buddhism, there are many levels of students, and many of these students are involved in material concerns. And the second group is what we call these run-run students, these students that are running to this side, to that side, over here, over there, meeting this teacher, that teacher, and then they use up all their money while they are running around. They spend all of their money on all of these meaningless activities. And these are what we call the run-run students. And there really are many of these students. And the third group are those students who really just like to study. In terms of the study, this I really praise. However, what they don't do is practice, or they're not willing to practice. They do a lot of studying, however, they never settle down to practice. And also there are many of these students, if you want them to settle down and practice for 10 minutes, they're just not able to do this. However, if they want to study, they can study for hours. They can consider things, analyze things, reason regarding things. However, with respect to practice, they're just not willing. And in this respect, look at yourself. Do you fit into any of these three levels of students? And then there's another group of students. This group is rather small. The ones that establish a good foundation in their practice and then really practice according to the practices and going to retreat. And these type of people are the ones that will attain liberation in one lifetime or at the time of death. However, there aren't many students like this. Of the other three categories, there really are very, very many. There are those students that are concerned in worldly concerns, and there are many of these, and then there's those students that we call the run-run students, and there also are very many of these, and they go, and of course they generate arising causes with different masters, and they do positive deeds. However, they don't settle down and practice. They like to run all over the place. They get some money, and then they go and spend it all over the place. They don't observe whether they have the right awareness and right mindfulness. This they don't worry about. And the third of those students, they like to listen to the Dharma, they like to study the Dharma, just however, they don't like to practice. They can talk about things, they can really teach things, however, they just never practice. The problems with these students is they really develop a very, very strong differentiating, discriminating mind. They develop a very strong attachment to phenomena. They have learnt a lot of the Buddhist texts, intellect and philosophy. And then they think that they are very, very clever. And what they like to do is really study. So they're just like these university students, like those reading masters. What they want is intellect. They're not looking to attain enlightenment. They just like to listen and to study, but they don't practice. And also there are many of these types of students. And then those students are of another category, or those that are very pure and they have a good understanding of the Dharma, and then they like to practice. And these are the ones that are like the great masters of the past lineages. This is how they attained enlightenment. These are the ones that engage in practice, go into retreat, and eventually attain enlightenment. And so everybody, when you go home, really think about this, reflect on this. And if you really want to attain Buddhahood, then organize your time very well. There was somebody that listened to many different dharmas, and after listening to all those dharmas, still wasn't satisfied, and then went to meet many, many teachers, gurus, and still wasn't satisfied, and then went, maybe thought that maybe they should go to many, many monasteries, and then after going to many, many monasteries, they still weren't satisfied. And so after all of this, still not being satisfied and not having any state of realization for practice. And so this person really wasted a lot of time.